This is Chris. I'm glad you could join us for Adventures in Odyssey, a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
If Zachary could imagine that he was able to walk again, then he should be able to walk in the imagination station.
It's a mistake.
Test, test, and test.
Jason, I'm scared.
Alaska.
It's your grandmother.
What about her?
Over here, Connie. The other side of the imagination station.
Oh, good grief. What are you doing?
Just tinkering a little.
Tinkering? You've got half of it taken apart.
I do? Well, I guess I do. It got a little carried away. I'm reprogramming it.
Again? All right, what started it this time?
Well, Jack and I got into a debate.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Jenny and Zachary.
What about them?
Well, Jenny's blind and Zachary's in a wheelchair. And we were debating about what kind of experience they'd have if they got in the imagination station.
I don't get it.
Well, the imagination station's built around the imagination, right?
Right.
So if Jenny got in and she could imagine herself being able to see, then she should be able to see in the imagination station, right? Likewise, if Zachary could imagine that he was able to walk again, then he should be able to walk in the imagination station. It makes sense, right?
Well, sort of, I guess. But, like, if I could imagine that I knew how to fly, does that mean I'd be able to fly in the imagination station?
Well, that's what I want to find out, which is why I'm reprogramming it.
What does Jack think of all this?
He's against it. He thinks there are some unforeseen problems with the idea.
Unforeseen like what?
Well, if I could foresee them, then they wouldn't be unforeseen, would they?
Well, I mean, what's Jack worried about?
Well, beats me. I think he's worried in the same way he was worried about my putting in Bible-based arcade games downstairs.
How so?
Oh, you know how Jack is. Even though I fixed the volume so they wouldn't be so loud, and made it so the players would have to learn their Bibles before progressing to the next levels, he's still not satisfied. He says there are problems with the basic concept behind it. He's not sure that staring at a video screen and fiddling with electronic knobs is helpful. Oh, he sounds like my father.
Oh, that's no big surprise.
No. Sometimes Jack and my dad have the same problem. They're too careful. Even when they're being adventurous, they won't take risks. See, I like risks. And if you're going to reach out to kids, you have to be willing to take risks.
I get it now.
So I'm reprogramming the imagination station to see what happens. But that's not why you came in, is it?
Oh, no! No, actually, I came in to talk to you about my work hours. My grandmother, my dad's mom, is staying with us. She's sick and needs someone to be with her, and I'm the best person to do it. So, do you think I could work fewer hours?
I hope it's nothing long-term. The illness, I mean.
Well, she had heart surgery a couple of years ago, and she was okay. But now the doctors are worried that her heart's weakening again. They wanted her to get out of New York and find somewhere peaceful to rest. We were the best choice.
Well, if she can't rest here, she can't rest anywhere. Sure, Connie, whatever you need. Just work out the schedule with Jack.
Oh, thanks, Jason. And can't wait to see how your experiment with the imagination station turns out.
Me too.
Here's your tea, Grandma.
Bless you, darling. I'm sorry to put you to so much trouble.
It's no trouble. I'm just glad you're here.
So am I, Connie, but I feel so badly for being such a burden.
Now, Grandma...
Don't try to argue, because I am and I know it. But I'd rather be here with you and your mother than anywhere else.
Good.
Besides, I couldn't stay with Bill. I mean, your father. He and his wife fight all the time. I wouldn't have been able to rest. I don't see how their marriage will last. Your father's a self-centered blockhead.
You shouldn't say that, Grandma.
He's my son, and I can say it if I like. I've said it to his face. As long as he insists on acting like a 5-year-old, I don't know how any woman can put up with him. He needs to become a Christian. I've told him again and again. It's the only way.
I know. I pray for him all the time.
I'm sure you do. I'm so glad we stayed close after your parents divorced. My son can be very foolish, but he did one thing right. He married your mother and he had you. I thank God for that.
We love you, Grandma. Just because things didn't work out with Mom and Dad didn't mean our love for you had to change.
Like I said, I thank God for it, too. I do.
Well, and I thank God for you, too. But we better hurry and drink our tea or we'll be late for your test at the hospital.
Tests, more tests. I wouldn't break my heart to miss them all together.
I know, Grandma.
I suppose I should go, though. The medical community would go into an economic depression if I stopped doing everything they told me to do.
Right. So drink up and let's go.
All right.
There. Just one more.
So you're still going through with this, huh?
Uh-huh. Hand me that last screw, will you, please?
Here.
Thanks.
You know, when we first started talking about it, I thought we were just having a philosophical debate. I didn't believe you were going to follow up on it.
I get tired of discussing and debating things. I like to take action. Why not try some of the things we talk about?
Because things can't go terribly wrong if we talk. I mean, doing this now, you just don't know what'll happen. Let's work through some more of the details.
More talk.
Think of the kids.
I am thinking of the kids. That's why I want to do it.
What if it doesn't work? What kind of dashed hopes will they have if they get in expecting a miracle and it doesn't happen?
Well, I won't tell them enough to expect anything other than a little adventure. If it works, they'll be surprised. If it doesn't work, then we'll be the only ones who'll know.
It's a mistake.
So you've said.
Jason, I've got this feeling about it.
You're not going to tell me you had a dream or something like that, are you?
I've been having dreams, but they're not about this. At least, I don't think they are.
Then, on with the experience.
Jason, please.
Hello?
Jenny's here. We'll have to talk about this later.
Later may be too late.
We won't know unless we try. Hi, Jenny. Over here by the Imagination Station. It's a straight walk. Nothing's in the way.
Thanks. Did I hear Mr. Allen, too?
That's right, Jenny.
Boy, I've got both of you here. Something must be going on. I've been real excited ever since I got Jason's call.
Hey, thanks for coming so quickly.
But I'm confused. You said it's a new Imagination Station adventure. Designed for me? What'd you do, write it in Braille?
Well, something like that. I only just finished it, so it probably still has some glitches. But I want you to be the first to try it.
I'm honored.
Okay, now just climb on in, and we'll get started. Watch your head.
Got it.
There you go. Are you comfortable?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I'm going to put your hand on the red button here. When I tell you, you just push it. I'll be monitoring everything that happens. So if you need anything or you want to stop, you just say so.
Okay.
Now I'm closing the door, and then I'll tell you when to start.
Boy, this is exciting. I'm a little nervous.
It'll be fun. I'll see you in a few minutes, okay?
Bye.
I have a bad feeling about this, Jason.
Well, I don't. I think it's going to be great. Jenny?
Yes?
Count to 10, then push the button. That'll give me time to go into the monitoring booth.
Starting now?
Starting now.
All right. 10, 9, 8.
Are you coming with me, Jack?
7.
No, I think I'll stay right here.
5.
Okay. See ya.
4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I was just wondering if you knew how much longer my grandma, Mrs. Kendall, will be?
I'll have to check. She's with Dr. Oliver, right?
Right.
I'll see what I can find out.
Great, thanks.
I don't know why you have to behave like that. Mom, they twisted me around like a pretzel. How am I supposed to feel?
Well, a little cooperation would go a long way, Zachary. Oh, hi, Connie.
Hi, Mrs. Sellers. Hi, Zachary.
Hi.
I'm surprised to see you here.
I brought my grandmother to have some tests done.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope.
Well, I hope not, too.
Zachary, you wait here with Connie while I finish with the doctor, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Connie, try and cheer him up, will you?
Okay. Why does she want me to cheer you up?
Because my mom thinks the world's a happy place and she does everything she can to make it that way, even when it isn't.
Oh. Huh?
My therapist says I'm not making the kind of progress he wanted. So he did all kinds of things to my legs and lectured me for not doing the exercises he gave me.
Well, Are you doing the exercises?
Well, sure. Even more than he said to do. Don't you think I want to get out of this wheelchair if I can?
Of course I do.
Well, then I don't know what the problem is, unless they're just kidding me.
Kidding you?
Yeah. Maybe they know I'm never really going to get out of this wheelchair.
Oh, I don't think they'd lie to you, Zachary.
Well, then what's wrong? Why aren't I getting better? I want to walk.
I know you do. Hey, have you heard from Jason Whitaker today?
Yeah, he called right before we left to come here. Said he wanted me to stop by Wits End for something. Do you know what's going on?
Yeah.
So, what is it?
I can't tell you. But considering how you feel right now, I really think you're gonna like it.
Jason?
Hi, Jenny. It's me, Jack. Let me help you out.
Thanks.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Feeling? I'm fine.
Jenny? Oh, thanks, Jack. So, well, how was it? Did you like the adventure?
It was great.
Really?
Yeah. I got to meet Mary and Martha and Lazarus. It was wonderful.
I didn't know you programmed it for that trip. Oh, what fun.
Yeah, and I learned some things I didn't know before. Like when Lazarus guided me to the center of Bethany.
Wait, hold on. Why did Lazarus need to guide you?
What do you mean, why? The same reason I need anybody to guide me in strange places.
Because you're blind.
Well, yeah. I might hurt myself. Well. I can tell by the tone in your voice that something's wrong. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, Jenny.
Didn't I do it right?
Oh, you did everything you were supposed to do, Jenny, didn't she, Jason?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I'm glad you liked the adventure, Jenny. I think maybe I just need to work on it some more.
What's wrong, Jason?
Oh, don't mind him. He's playing the nutty professor today, that's all.
Oh, because I was beginning to think that he fixed the machine so I could see.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
It's funny. I was talking to Lazarus about it, and he was saying how he had died so that Christ would be glorified in raising him from the dead. In the same way, my being blind is also a part of God's greater plan for his glory.
That's right, Jenny. That's absolutely right. Yeah, let's go down and get you something to drink, huh?
Okay.
So, tell me, what was it like there?
Well, it was hotter than I thought it'd be.
I don't get it. Why couldn't she see?
Jason?
Huh? Oh, hi, Zachary.
Hi. Well, I'm here.
Uh-huh, it's good to see you. Oh, that's right. You're here. I asked you to come.
Yeah.
Well, good. Thanks for coming. Listen, I'm not sure if that's going to work today. Something's not right.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was going to have you try a new adventure in the Imagination Station, but maybe some other time. It's not doing what I'd hoped it would do.
What was the adventure? What was it supposed to do?
Well, it was supposed to... It's hard to say.
Look, I had a really hard time with the therapist today, and Connie said I'd probably like whatever you're working on, and, well, I came all the way down here because I thought it would cheer me up.
Okay. Maybe it just works differently for different people.
Yeah. Whatever you're talking about.
Hey, it won't hurt to give it a try. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Tell you what, I'll get in with you. That way I can see firsthand what happens. And if it doesn't work, well, you'll still have a fun adventure.
Right.
Right. So, what are we waiting for? Let's get in.
All right.
Hi.
Hello.
You're not the nurse who was here before.
Oh, I just came on duty.
Well, I've been waiting a long time for my grandmother. She's here for some tests, and I just saw all these people run past. And, well, I was just a little curious, you know, about how long it'll be.
What's your name?
Connie Kendall.
Okay, Miss Kendall. Did you say Kendall?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Wait right here, will you?
Sure.
There she is.
Connie.
Hi, Dr. Franklin.
I'm glad you're here. We've been trying to call your house.
My house? Why call my house? I've been here the whole time.
Oh, the change in shift nurses confused everything. Look, I'm really sorry.
Why? What's wrong? Why were you calling my house?
It's your grandmother.
What about her?
Oh, now don't panic. She's resting comfortably.
Resting comfortably? She just came in for tests. I don't understand. What's going on here?
Now, it's too soon to say for sure, but...
Say what for sure, Dr. Franklin?
Connie, we think your grandmother had a heart attack.
Sure. I thought we were programmed for first century Israel.
Well, this doesn't look like the Israel I've seen in pictures.
It sure doesn't. Wait a minute. Jenny used that program when she met Lazarus, so we must have gone on to the next one.
Which one is that?
I don't know. Sure is a beautiful spot, though, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful, but I'll never get my wheelchair through these woods.
Then stand up and walk.
Don't joke like that.
Who's joking? Stand up and walk.
I can't walk, remember?
Can't you?
Come on, Jason. It's me, Zachary. You know, the kid in the wheelchair, car accident. Lost the use of two limbs, as they say.
I know who you are, but this is the imagination station.
Yeah, so what?
So, can you imagine yourself walking?
Yeah, I imagine it all the time.
Well then, theoretically, mind you, you should be able to imagine yourself walking and be able to do it. You want to try?
Are you serious?
I sure am. Can't hurt to give it a shot, right?
No. Jason, I'm scared.
Here, take my hand. I'll help you.
Well, what if it doesn't work?
What if it does and you didn't try? Look, I'm here to catch you if you fall.
I don't know.
Just close your eyes and imagine you can walk. Then stand up and do it.
Okay, I will. Eyes closed and...
That's it. You can do it. Just hold my hand. There you go.
Yeah.
Come on. Just stand up. There you go, Zach.
Jason, I'm standing up. Yeah. I'm really standing up.
It works. It really works.
Yeah. Hold on to me. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna walk.
Okay. There you go. I got you.
All right.
Just imagine you can do it.
Okay. Here it goes.
Uh-huh.
Jason, look. I'm walking.
You sure are.
Look, I'm walking on my own, Jason. I'm walking.
it really works.
You too. Stay right where you are.
Uh-oh.
Who's that?
From the looks of it, a British redcoat.
You mean like from the Revolutionary War?
Yeah. My guess is we're on the wrong side of the lines.
Whoops.
Zach, can you imagine yourself running for your life?
You better believe it.
Then run for your life.
All right.
Come on, Zach.
I'm coming.
All righty.
They can't catch me.
Fire and
will. Miss me.
Knock, knock. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Connie.
So what happened to you?
I bleeped when I should have blipped, I guess. A lot of fuss over nothing.
Are you feeling all right?
A little tired. I'm sorry about all this.
Oh, forget about it. Look, Mom's on her way back from Connellsville. It took me a little while to track her down.
She doesn't need to rush back.
Well, it's dinner time. She's supposed to be home by now anyway.
You tell her this is what happens to people who work too hard. They wind up with tubes and wires sticking out like a radio junk shop.
Well, is there anything I can do for you?
Just stay here and hold my hand.
Okay.
And pray, my dear. I'll go home if the Lord wants me to. But I'd like to see your father first.
Grandma, you're not going anywhere.
I'd still like to see your father.
Mom's trying to find him.
Good. Is my purse still here?
Yeah, I have it.
There's something I want you to get for me.
Okay.
My prayer book. It's in there somewhere.
Yeah, here it is.
Somewhere in the middle, family prayers. I think I have a ribbon in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll see one or two that are appropriate for the situation.
Yeah, sure, I see some.
Pray, child.
Okay. Almighty God, we entrust all who are dear to us to thy never-failing care and love. For this life and the life to come, knowing that thou art doing for them better things than we can desire or pray for. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Did we lose them?
We sure did. They never had a chance. Zach, were you always able to run that fast?
Yeah, I was a pretty fast runner before. Well, you know. But I think I imagined I could run even faster. This is great, Jason. Thanks.
Oh, sure.
No, I mean it. You don't know what, how much,
hey,
well...
Listen. If this is the adventure I think it is, you and I have a rendezvous with Paul Revere in Boston. We better get a move on.
Paul Revere?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll race ya.
You're on.
Hey!
What's going on?
Oh! What in the world? Zachary, are you all right?
I'm so sorry. I had no
idea. Help me get him back in the wheelchair.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, Zachary, what on earth were you doing?
I'm all right.
What happened? Why'd you stop the program?
Yeah, what's the big idea?
I'm sorry, but your mother came to get you, so I thought I'd just...
Well, what time is it?
It's time for dinner.
I don't care about dinner. I want to go back in the machine.
Well, you can't, Zachary. We have to go home.
You don't understand, Mom. I don't want to go home. I want to get back into the imagination station. Explain it to her, Jason.
Zachary, I think
explain
that...
what?
He reprogrammed the imagination station so I could walk in it.
What?
You mean it worked?
Yeah. I was pretty impressed, too.
Impressed? I'm speechless. Is it possible?
Yep, I walked and ran, and it was great. Well, what's wrong? Why are you looking like that? Aren't you happy?
I don't know. I'm not sure what to think. Let's go home, Zachary. We can sort it out there.
What? No, you don't get it. Didn't you hear what happened? I want to get back
in. I heard. But you're not going back in. At least not tonight. You're coming home now.
No, I won't. I want to stay here.
Zachary.
Listen, Zachary.
We'll have plenty of chances.
Hey, no. None of you guys are getting it. I don't want to go home. I can walk in there, and I don't want to leave it. I never want to leave the imagination station. Ever.